As veteran officers retire from Ohio's police departments, millennials are increasingly being looked to fill their jobs. The question is this work that they're interested in?
Guys, let's have some intensity so we don't have to do this twice.
Good hard work.
At Kent State University's Police Academy, a class of 24 recruits gathers on a recent evening to train in how to be ready for combative situations.
Fight for your life. Let's go. Fight for your life.
Millennial recruits make up about three-quarters of the class. 25-year-old Perry Cronister of Cuyahoga Falls is clear on why he's here.
I enjoy helping people, and I want to make a difference in someone's life. Even if it's one person, just a way of thinking, a way of going about life different, that's what I want to do.
The commander for this session is Sergeant Wayne Parker of the Kent State Police Department. He says that's a common mindset for today's 20-something cadets. He hears things like it often when he asks them at the start of a term, why are you here? And he says it presents an important training challenge.
They've been raised in a culture of no violence. Now all of a sudden you're entering into a world of violence. So you want them to not lose that thought process of why are you here? Being a police officer and being about violence are completely opposite things.
There's another potential challenge with millennials, one that could affect recruiting. A recent Harvard study shows that 49% of 18 to 34-year-olds don't trust police. Richard Clausen coordinates the Kent State Police Academy, the largest of 98 academies in Ohio. He says that doesn't seem to be affecting enrollment.
You know, we can advertise all the time. We don't need to. Our classes are full.
As for motivation, he says you can hear something of that at the start of each class's call each night.
With liberty and justice for all.
Order, arms.
Each night they close the pledge with a dedication to a fallen officer.
Today we regret to inform you the loss of police officer Glenn Doss Jr. of the Detroit, Michigan Police Department. Today we dedicate this class to him.
He says this group started the dedications on its own, and most of today's cadets express some sense of higher purpose just like past cadets did.
I think it's still the same. People want to help. They want to protect. That's what this is all about, protect and serve. And I don't think that has changed.
Cuyahoga Falls Police Captain Perry Tabak has been a training officer for the Academy for the past decade. When it comes to recruiting today, he says walk-ins and first inquiries about police work are down, but actual sign-ups are up. He thinks the way millennials tend to gather information about things of interest to them by researching them on the web is one reason for that apparent paradox. And Tabak says recruiters need to use the web too and social media to reach good cadet prospects.
These days with police work, you don't look for the biggest, strongest person. You know, we're not looking for people to go thump people over the head. We want thinkers.
And Tabak says they want thinkers who are problem solvers and doers who want to do this kind of work. Cadet Katie Case of Kent is putting on the practice gloves for hand-to-hand training. She's in her 20s and says she's been thinking about law enforcement since high school.
I don't really want a job where I just sit behind a desk. And what also draws me to it is just the ability to have an influence in the community and interact with people.
Amy Daly, a recent Academy graduate, stopped by to see how friends in this class are doing. Now a patrol officer in Mogador, she says the tough training in the realities of the job is a help every day, and so too is the training in how to recognize and keep that greater purpose in mind.
There was a little boy when we went on a ride-along that was just in a really crummy situation, and he was really drawn to me and wanted to show me his toys and wanted to talk to me, and it was kind of like in that moment that I'm like, this is what I want to do. This is it. I got it. So, you know, it's kind of a cliche answer, helping people, but that's really what we do.
Many of the cadets in this class will likely be joining Amy Daly in uniform. The Kent State Police Academy says 89% of its graduates end up with jobs in law enforcement, and they're going to be needed. Data from the Ohio Attorney General's office suggests that of the approximately 26,000 sworn police officers currently in Ohio, 40% are expected to retire or change jobs in the next 10 years. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.